Time now for Forever Home, a feature here on KUMD dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. And once a month, we talk with Pat Castellano, humane educator at Animal Allies, and we learn something new about our four-legged pals that perhaps we didn't know before. And one of those things is that if you go through the proper training, you could maybe take your four-legged pal to places like UMD for our Pet Away Stress event, to hospitals, to nursing homes, to a lot of different places to help make folks feel better. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
And we're offering, or there is the, there's a fund being set up to help students get their animals trained so that they can properly be certified. Now, this whole business about therapy dogs and assistance dogs gets to be really complicated all of a sudden, doesn't it?
It's totally complicated, and so that's why we're just going to talk about therapy dogs. And these are not our therapy dogs, though our dogs can be therapy dogs, right?
Right.
You know, we pet them and, you know, that sort of thing. They give us, you know, they give us love too. But these are dogs that you do take places, and we've had last year, UMD students from Employee Health and Wellness and some of the health classes, Dr. LaDonna Tornaby's students, worked on an event called Prince for Paws. They raised money for Animal Allies because we do the once a month visit to UMD with our animals, and a lot of them are therapy animals, and they can pet away stress. Well, you know, there may be a student out there who would love, who has a great animal, who's, you know, good, has gone through some obedience, is a swell dog, and they think, boy, I'd like my dog to be able to do something like this, or go to a school, or go to a nursing home and visit with people. So these students raised money last year at Prince for Paws event, which we're holding again this year, April 21st, by the way, and that money is available through Animal Allies for a student to take the online course of training, if there is such, or to go through a local training facility that might train for one of the therapy programs. There's the two big are Therapy Dog International and Therapy Dog Inc. I'm not sure if that's another group or the same group with a different name. I'm not sure. And then there's Pet Partners, and so students would go through the online course, and then they would take a practical test to see if they and their animal are a great team, would do well visiting with folks. And so, again, it's available to college students. It can be any college. It doesn't have to be UMD. But these students have raised some funds, and contacting Animal Allies and asking about that would be a great thing.
And I'm guessing that they get to call you and talk to you about it.
They would call me and they can talk to me about it. That would be just swell. So we do have some funds this year. I'm looking for those students. We have had some students approach us that they do have dogs they feel would be great. So this is just a reminder to, you know, let us know.
And so,
we'll have the event again this year. And then in that case, we will have some more funds.
And yeah, there might be money for a couple of options. And I know that I know that one of the dog training that maybe both of the dog training places in town do offer those classes, and you can double check with them so that we're sure, and we can probably try to get some information together and
right.
try to get it up on the website. But again, when we're talking about therapy animals in this context, it's not an animal that helps you. It is an animal that's been certified that it's well behaved, mm-hmm. and you can take it places and visit folks who need to be cheered up.
Just an aside, there is a dog team in Virginia, Minnesota, and they go to the public library, I think, every week and visit with children. And they also took the Minnesota Read course, so dogs can go to school, too.
I love it. I love it. And the courses are available, as Pat mentioned, some of the courses are available online, and you can double-check what has to happen. You can go through all the exercises and all the training with your dog, and then you have someone local administer the test. And Pat's mm-hmm. one of those people that administers the test.
But besides dogs, Pet Partners does test other animals. Therapy Dog International does not. It's only dogs. But Pet Partners, there are cats, and there are llamas, there are chickens, there are guinea pigs.
Okay, now, the horses, the mini horses are actually certified. They are certified also through Pet Partners.
Registered, yes, they are.
They are registered. Okay, that's the right word. Yeah. Registered through Pet Partners. Yes. I had this conversation with Lucy Amundson, actually, of Locally Laid, who is very interested in a therapy chicken. And did you test the chicken, Pat?
I was down in the cities and went for a test with Tornado. And when we went to the test area, I was going into the room just to see because they said they needed some help. And I walked into the room and, this chicken pops up in the window. And they said they were testing a chicken. Isn't that hilarious?
So do you have any idea what kinds of qualities a chicken needs to have in order to be a good therapy animal?
The same as any other animal. They're calm around people. They like people. We've had some chickens come to Animal Allies youth camps, and those chickens were just marvelous with the kids. They interacted. They didn't run from them, you know, and hide. They walk up to you. You could pet them. You know, pretty much the same qualities as any of the test items that you would see.
Okay. Now, I asked you this before, and you told me something else that I didn't know. I said, One of the things that dogs, for example, have to do is they have to be housebroken.
Yes.
What's the deal with chickens, said I?
Chickens also, they can't poop, you know. They can't poop indiscriminately during a visit. That wouldn't be very cool.
No, but you told me that they make chicken diapers.
No, I didn't.
Somebody told me that they actually make chicken diapers.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be allowed. I think the chicken has to be able to hold it.
I don't think... Okay, this conversation is going off into a biology direction, but I don't think chickens can.
Because, no, we had the chickens at Animal Allies, and, you know, they did not poop once in that room.
All right.
They were with us.
Well,
but that's another conversation.
This is another conversation. If anybody has any insight on this topic, we're obviously interested in becoming educated, and we'd like to know more.
We're scatologically
inclined. Please give us a call. Laura Erickson's going to be on the phone with us in about 15 minutes going, all right, here's the deal about birds. So anyway,
okay, good.
Pat,
still
thanks
know.
A million for
Thank
joining
you,
us
Lisa.
This morning. It's always a challenge. I mean, a delight talking with you. And I'll probably see you later today.
Okay, yep. Thanks, Lisa. Bye.
Pat Castellano joins us this morning. She is a humane educator at Animal Allies. If you'd like any more information about the scholarship money available, if you're interested in getting your animal certified as a therapy animal, get in touch with Pat Castellano at Animal Allies. We'll get a link set up so it'll be easy to find her at her little desk at Animal Allies. Forever Home is a regular feature of Thursdays here on Northland Morning, and you can see photos of the animals in the Northland, a handful of the animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Go online to KUMD.org. Read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.